last night, the Still Waiting campaign held a second series of vigils outside hospitals across the country, highlighting the number of people on waiting lists and the delays in emergency departments in our hospitals right across the country. The vigil took place at 5 last evening outside Letterkenny University Hospital. It was a slightly damp evening, but still in all, in excess of 40 people turned out to make their views known. Among them and among the people who spoke at that vigil was Gina Grant. And there's an old saying, if you want to get something done, go to someone who's busy to ask them, because Gina is involved in Donegal ETB and so many other organisations across Donegal. The obvious person to ask is the person that doesn't have any time whatsoever. Gina, good morning.
Good morning, Donald.
Gina, in terms of the vigil last night, important from your point of view, important from the organisers' point of view, that people do make it known that there is a deep interest and a deep concern about Letterkenny University Hospital.
It's not only about the hospital, it's about the services provided by the HSA and primary care as well, and about clinics and outpatients and, you know, the health in itself. It's the whole system in Donegal and how the patients here and how children here have to travel to Galway, Dublin and beyond to get services that should be provided here locally.
And one of the arguments that people make is that the way the hospital is treated, in a sense, the way the hospital is managed, the way the hospital is funded, the way the hospital is viewed, is almost like a microcosm of the way the entire health system is viewed and the entire health system is run. And if they haven't got the hospital right, they haven't got anything right.
The hospital in itself's part, it's not the hospital or the staff, the core staff that work on the floor, nor is it the therapists and that to work with our children on the ground. The hospital is an example of how things can go wrong and things can get lost in translation. There's too many top heavy, there's too many managements, the same as the HSC. And whenever you're trying to get services, you know, for any disability or any illness, It's the layers that you have to go through right up to the minister, and even at that then it's the layers then that have to go back down to get the word to the people then that can make it happen on the floor. The way they've kind of brought in the hospitals and the HSE into the regional and into the groupings then, it's not beneficial to us here in Donegal. I can't speak for nationally. I know children are suffering nationally for children with complex needs, but in Donegal our Letterkenny Hospital is depleting rather than increasing services.
The irony appears to be, though, as you say, the argument is it is top heavy with regards to management. There are a lot of managers locally, but it still seems that if you want to get anything done, anything at all done, or anything at all organised, you have to go to the Dáil, and ultimately you still have to go to the minister, irrespective of how many managers you have locally.
That's because there is nowhere to go locally. There is nowhere, because there's a pass the buck system which they manage to do brilliantly, and even Leinster House and the Dáil do the same. Myself and Ashley Nibb started up our Children's Voice for the benefit of children. We're not asking for increased services, we're asking for services that aren't currently here, and we have been to every level of management in Letterkenny Hospital and the HSE, and we've been to the Dáil, we've been through the ministers, and we're still fighting for the same thing. So, like, I mean, it's, I don't know where things get lost in translation in the whole system, but the system might be working budgetary wise, I don't know, but for patient wise and for on the ground and locally, it's not working.
And it seems that, particularly in the Irish system, it may well be the same elsewhere, but it seems that any advances that we do have in the system, any progress that's made, really seems to come from campaigns like the one that yourself and Aisling started in terms of our Children's Voice, like other campaigns where it actually starts with someone that starts to shout and that starts to make noise and makes ripples locally and then makes ripples nationally and then gets into the media and then gets to meet the minister, and eventually the service comes, but it seems it has to be dragged out and it has to be painfully extracted rather than just evolve.
Yeah, I would agree with that, but I would put it differently. I would put it more to the people power. When the people stand together and the people stand strong, and then the people that we represent, that we vote to represent us in the Dáil, when they say, okay, they're serious about this, we need to do it. But the problem is then so many people then start a campaign and get burned out because they go through all these layers and they get knocked down. And then if you're in need of the services, if you're ill, if your family member ill, or you're trying to get something for your child, at the end of the day, you still have to focus on who who need your energy most at that point in time. So sometimes you can get burned out, and sometimes then, in our case, sometimes the children pass away and the parents feel that they have to leave the fight and carry on with what's important. So I think it's very important for communities and people to stand together. When campaigns build up and the word gets out there, then people realise that the need's there. But if you're not living in it, you don't know about it, which is why campaigns is very important and word of mouth is very important, and for people to hear what is happening, for people to ask questions about what's happening. If it doesn't affect you right here, right now, it possibly could affect you in the coming years. So, you know, if you see somebody on or you know, that's struggling, you know, ask them what would be helpful. Whenever there is protests like this, or somebody has, like Don McGuinness organised that last night, and I know that Sinead McLaughlin organised the Enough is Enough protest there on the 3rd of April. When people take their time out to organise this, to try and get people to hear what's happening out there, to get people to hear who's been ignored, even if it doesn't affect you, it's very important that we all start to stand together, because the only thing that we are going to get is listened to when the voice is loud enough.
You and over 40 others stood outside the hospital last night. You were one of those who did, as we say, address that particular gathering. Did you get any sense last night that attention was being paid? Did you get any sense that you were being noticed?
Last night, you're speaking to the converted. Everybody there knows the issue. Everybody there has their own issues. We had the Cancer Society, we had Diabetes Society, we had Autism, we had Sinead from Enough is Enough. Unfortunately, that is the case, that you're preaching to the choir there. Everybody's singing from the same hymn sheet and everybody wants change. It's the people that are sitting at home listening to your show now. That's people I'm asking for now. I'm asking for them to ask people that they see on the streets, ask people, family members that they know that have somebody that's ill or has somebody with a disability. And whenever there is something that can be done, if they are speaking to councillor or TD, ask them to change it. You know, we can only do so much. And then, unfortunately, then whenever you're talking to the powers that be, sometimes they go, oh, sure, that's an emotional parent. You know, and I'm not going to deny that, and I'm not going to make apologies for that. But there's a whole lot of emotional parents that can't speak out, and there's a whole lot of emotional parents that can't come out to protest because their children are severely ill, and some of them are watching their child pass away, and they have no services, they have no supports. They're coping, they're just about coping. And those that have children that passed away, they're broke. You know, we have broken families, we have broken parents.